KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Starting off, taking a look at a couple of high school events that did get played last night in soccer action and girls play. It was Lewis Central, a 1-0 win over Omaha Central. Also, St. Albert and Tri-Center played a double dip at the Creighton University Soccer Complex. And in the girls' game, it was St. Albert winning 4-0 over Tri-Center. And in the boys' game, St. Albert also picks up the win 5-1 there over the Tri-Center Trojans. In a girls' golf, Moravia outshot Wayne 246-255, and in boys' golf, it was Wayne 188-215 over Moravia. That's a look at high school sports from last night. Most other events were either canceled or postponed due to the weather conditions. And a game we had for you here on the radio last night in Major League Baseball, Yadier Molina heard the boos again, and he came through again, sending the Cincinnati Reds to their lowest point since 1955. Molina homered and drove in 3 runs on Friday night, leading the Cardinals to a 5-3 victory that deepened the Reds' opening slump and added to his legacy against them. The catcher has gotten booed loudly at Great American Ballpark, even during the 2015 All-Star Game, by fans who haven't forgotten about his scuffle with Brandon Phillips in 2010. They boo louder every time he delivers another game-turning hit, and he's still got the touch. Manager Mike Matheny said Yadi continues to just get better. St. Louis came into the series with a stagnant offense but broke out during 2 games against the worst pitching staff in the majors, piling up 18 runs and 25 hits. Molina has homered in each game, giving him a team-high 5 this season. Molina's 21 career homers against the Reds are his most against any team. The Reds lost their 6th in a row and have the worst record in the majors at 2-11. They also lost 11 of their first 13 games in 1955. Another loss on Saturday would produce their worst start since 1931. And those two teams are set to meet again here today as Miles Michaelis faced the Reds in 2012 and 2013 as a Padres reliever. He has yielded 8 runs and 12 innings in his 2 starts for the Cardinals. He'll be on the mound today. And Reds left-hander Brandon Finnegan is expected to come off the DL and make his first start of the season. He strained his left bicep during spring training. That Reds-Cardinals game set for an 11:15 pregame here for us this morning. And that'll be a 12:10 first pitch here Central Time for the Cards and the Reds here today. Also, another Major League Baseball action for you yesterday. Yu Darvish has been a disappointment through his first 3 starts with the Chicago Cubs. He was chased during the 4-run fifth Friday afternoon as the Braves blanked the Cubs 4-0. He served up a 3-run homer by Preston Tucker and left the game after yielding 9 hits and throwing 105 pitches over 4 2/3 innings. Darvish is 0-1 with a 6.00 ERA since signing a 6-year, $126 million deal in February. Atlanta starter Anibal Sanchez fared much better, holding the Cubbies to 3 hits while striking out 6 over 6 innings. Sanchez has carved out a 1.29 ERA over 3 starts for the Braves, who picked him up after he was released by the Twins during spring training. The surprising Braves are off to an 8-5 start, while the Cubs are 6-7 following their 2nd straight loss. And Albert Pujols hit a solo homer and an RBI single before the Angels scored the tying go-ahead runs in the 8th inning of their 6th straight win, 5-4 at Kansas City. Shohei Ohtani doubled, singled, and scored the go-ahead run on Ian Kinsler's sacrifice fly as he continues his impressive start to his Major League career. In other baseball scores, in interleague play, it was Philadelphia 2-1 over Tampa Bay. In the American League, Toronto 8-4 over Cleveland. Boston 7-3 over Baltimore. The Yankees beat Detroit 8-6. Houston was a 3-2 winner over Texas. Seattle 7-4 over Oakland. And the White Sox and Twins were postponed. In National League play, it was Colorado 2-1 over Washington. The Mets beat Milwaukee 6-5. Miami was a 7-2 winner over Pittsburgh. San Diego 5-1 over San Francisco. And Arizona was an 8-7 victor over the L.A. Dodgers. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, the Omaha Storm Chasers picked up a 5-0 win over Nashville, and Memphis was a 9-3 winner over the Iowa Cubs. Today's games have Iowa at Memphis and Omaha at Nashville. Those are both set for 7:35 first pitches here this evening. Also, in other baseball news, Nolan Arenado and Louis Perdomo were hit with the hardest as they sparked a brawl in Thursday's Rockies-Padres game. The Rockies' third baseman and Padres pitcher each received 5-game suspensions, while Colorado outfielder Gerardo Parra was ordered to sit out 4 games for fighting. Arenado charged the mound after Perdomo threw behind him during the Rockies' 6-4 victory. Padres pitcher Buddy Bauman got a 1-game ban. Padres catcher A.J. Ellis and infielder Freddie Galvis and Rockies right-hander Jermaine Marquez were fined but not suspended. The Royals have signed outfielder Tariq El Abour to a minor league contract and assigned him to the team's extended spring training. El Abour was diagnosed with autism at age 3 and did not speak until he was 6. He threw out the first pitch on Autism Awareness Day last year at Kauffman Stadium. And also in baseball news, it was the University of Iowa baseball team splitting a doubleheader at Nebraska yesterday at Hawks Field at Haymarket Park in Lincoln. The Hawkeyes posted a 7-1 victory in Game 1 before the Cornhuskers evened the series with a 10-4 win in Game 2. The doubleheader split sees Iowa sit at 21-11 overall and 6-4 in the Big Ten. The rubber game in the series is scheduled for 1 o'clock on Sunday, weather permitting, and it's scheduled to be televised on ESPNU. The University of Iowa softball team dropped a doubleheader to Minnesota on Friday afternoon at Pearl Field, suffering a 6-2 decision in Game 1 in 9 innings and an 11-1 run rule decision in Game 2. Minnesota completed the sweep after notching an 8-0 run rule victory over the Hawkeyes on Thursday. And in other sporting notes, in the Stanley Cup playoffs last night, the Philadelphia Flyers rebounded rather nicely after absorbing a 7-0 loss to the two-time defending Stanley Cup champions Pittsburgh Penguins on Wednesday. The Flyers knotted their first-round series at a game apiece as Sean Couturier provided the game-winning goal and 2 assists in Friday's 5-1 win at Pittsburgh. Shane Gostisbehere and Nolan Patrick each had power play goals to help Philadelphia wrest home ice advantage from the Penguins. Travis Konecny and Andrew McDonald also tallied for the Flyers in their first win over the Penguins this year. Brian Elliott stopped 34 shots and blanked the pins until Patrick Hornquist scored 5.5 minutes into the third period. Game 3 is Sunday at Philadelphia. Elsewhere, Eric Halla scored at 15:22 of double overtime to give the Golden Knights a 2-1 win over the Kings and a 2-0 series lead. Halla beat Jonathan Quick on the Knights' 56th shot of the night against Quick, putting Vegas in command of the series despite scoring just 3 times in the first 2 games. Marc-Andre Fleury stopped 29 shots and will carry a series goals against average of .39 into Game 3 at Los Angeles. Winnipeg has a 2-0 lead after Patrick Lane and Tyler Myers each had a goal and an assist to help the Jets pass the Wild 4-1. Paul Stastny and Andrew Kupp also scored to back Connor Hellebuck, who faced just 17 shots and was perfect until Zach Parise scored on a power play with 45 seconds left. Game 3 is Sunday in St. Paul. And Dallas Stars coach Ken Hitchcock is retiring, ending a 22-year career as the third winningest coach in NHL history. Hitchcock will become a consultant for the team he led to its only Stanley Cup championship in 1999. The 66-year-old Hitchcock returned to Dallas this season after 15 years away, with stops in Philadelphia, Columbus, and St. Louis. Hitchcock's 823 wins are behind only Scotty Bowman and Joel Quenneville. He's fourth in games with 1,536. And Maple Leafs forward Nazem Kadri has been given a 3-game suspension by the NHL for boarding Boston forward Tommy Wingles during Toronto's series opening loss to the Bruins. Kadri was assessed a major penalty for charging and a game misconduct midway through the third period. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.